Radio Pulsar Beam Geometry at Lower Frequencies, Bright Sources Outside the Arecibo Sky, by Joanna M. Rankin. We present pulsar emission beam analyses and models in an effort to examine pulsar geometry and physics at the lowest frequencies scattering permits. We consider two populations of well-studied pulsars that lie outside the Arecibo Sky, the first drawing on the Jodrell Bank Gould Line survey down to minus 35 declination and a second using Parkes surveys in the far south. These assemble the full sky population of 487 pulsars known before the late 1990s, which conveniently all have B names. We make full use of the core, double cone emission beam model to assess its efficacy at lower frequencies, and we outline how different pair plasma sources probably underlie its validity. The analysis shows that with a very few exceptions, pulsar radio emission beams can be modeled quantitatively with two concentric conal beams and a core beam of regular angular dimensions at 1 GHz. Further, the beamforms at lower frequencies change progressively in size but not in configuration. Pulsar emission beam properties divide strongly depending on whether the plasma excitation is central within the polar flex tube producing a core beam or peripheral along the edges generating conal beams, and this seems largely determined by whether their spin-down energy is greater or less than about 10 to the power of 32.5 ERGS. Core emission-dominated pulsars tend to concentrate closely along the galactic plane and in the direction of the galactic center, whereas conal pulsars are somewhat more uniformly distributed both in galactic longitude and latitude. Core-dominated pulsars also tend to be more distant and particularly so in the inner galaxy region. This was Radio Pulsar Beam Geometry at Lower Frequencies, Bright Sources Outside the Arecibo Sky, by Joanna M. Rankin.